destroyed homes in a deserted village close to the front line. The families that used to live here left when this war started almost 8 years ago. Only their broken belongings remain. Russian-backed separatist positions are just over the horizon. Ukrainian army soldiers tell us their shelter has been repeatedly targeted in recent days. Craters gouged out by separatist artillery shells are just a few meters away. 27-year-old Byrne has been at this dugout for 3 months. The Ukrainian soldier says separatists are using higher caliber weapons than before.
They are targeting infantry in the dugouts. I stood at the entrance and heard first incoming 10 meters away from me. They shelled along the road we walk along, perhaps, tried to hit our communication lines. The shelling is much more frequent and concentrated recently.
Soldiers take us along a trench to their observation post. This used to be a separatist trench, says this soldier. There are still anti-personnel mines, so be careful where you put your feet if you don't want to lose one. Separatist positions are under 50 metres in that direction. Most of the men here we speak to say they have very little hope that a peaceful solution can be... We stop to film when suddenly the whistle of an incoming shell. You see the bushes there, says this soldier. Well, 23 metres from there is a separatist trench. Between us is a minefield. The bunker is small and cramped. 26-year-old Kipish, which roughly translates as chaos, started fighting the separatists at the beginning of the conflict 8 years ago.
I can't understand Putin's politics. It's stupid to be afraid of something when there's no threat. I can't remember when NATO has ever been a threat to Russia, not since the collapse of the Soviet Union and Ukraine independence more than 30 years ago.
But that's not what Russia's leader thinks. Vladimir Putin's vision of the future remains unclear. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.